82.8 Scrum FM. Cause nobody can do it like Seamus.
Seamus is trustworthy. Seamus is curious. Try to take Seamus, and you've got one hell of a fight on your hands.
You're listening to Sampled Conversations with Seamus D. McCallery.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today's episode is with Yoko Ono, an accomplished musician and artist, but also the wife of former Beatle John Lennon. So that's an interesting conversation that I have with her, and that's coming up in just a moment. But firstly, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Darren Spindle of Bargo. Darren Spindle is a retired accountant and now spends the majority of his days frequenting the local bowls club and also tending to his large collection of succulents. So thank you very much to Darren Spindle of Bargo, New South Wales, for bringing you this episode. And now this is Yoko Ono. Well, Yoko, you could make the argument that the brain is part of the body, therefore the brain is the body.
Our brain tells the body what to do and how to be. So the brain is the one. Just like that, you know.
But the brain is also in the body. Do you know what I mean? So it's part of the body.
We think that the body has its own mind. No.
Well, it does, because the body has a mind inside of it. It's the brain.
It's not the way I would explain it. It's just
okay. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Yoko. But thanks very much for coming along and speaking with me today. Now, it's funny because this is the first time I've spoken to you, but you said you've seen me before. You've seen me do stand-up comedy at the Chuckle Hut, but you didn't like it.
No.
What didn't you like about it?
The material.
Yep. Okay, Yoko. Which bits of material didn't you like?
When you start to go into your childhood, your teenage period, and your youth.
Is that because you're of a different generation, you think, and a lot of that stuff goes over your head?
There are many levels of age in me.
Okay, but presumably you would have been a teenager at one point, so you could have related to my material about that. Or was it just a complete waste of time to see me perform stand-up comedy?
I may not have too many days left, so every day is precious, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for wasting your time. But you didn't like the material, but what about the performance skills?
It's great. It's really great, you know.
Thank you. Finally got that compliment I was fishing for. I'll work on my material, though, but you know how hard it is as someone who makes something to do things differently.
I was also like an artist, the most general artist, that I treasured what I make, and I didn't want people to touch it. It should stay eternally. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the concept that artists have, you know, that once you make a piece that you're satisfied with, you want it to stay eternally.
Yes.
And never change. Nobody should change it.
Would you like a drink of water?
No.
You sure? Because you sound a little dry up in the mouth.
No.
Oh, we forgot to do the vocal warm-up. You said you wanted to do a warm-up before we started recording. Sorry. Can we do it now or is it too late? It seems as though it was important for you.
Vocal sounds and expression is very, very important for all of us.
Yes.
Because that's what we have. We don't need an instrument. An instrument was made after we had a voice. Yeah. This is the most original sound that we have.
Okay, well then let's do it. I'll follow you.
Ha 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 ha
Wow. That was very powerful stuff. Are you okay?
Hold me. No, it was really great.
It was fantastic. You have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
I mean, how did you come up with that? I mean, it's obviously improvised.
It was a kind of rhythm and melody that just agreed with me. Yeah.
I should point out that we're recording this in Yoko's hotel room, and when you were doing that vocal warm-up, you were pretty into it, and the Bible that comes with the room fell right off the bed there. So I'll just pick it up.
Ah. Well, Bible for whom, though?
Well, it's not mine. And I assume it's not yours. So I suppose just your everyday Christian people who are staying in the hotel room. What do you think about Christians, Yoko?
Most of them are not getting too much money.
Yeah, I suppose not. I suppose the majority of the money goes to the Vatican. You've always been pretty good with money, though, haven't you? I mean, you were up until, you know, your husband.
I was good. Let's say that I was very good.
Speaking of, should we hop into bed together? Just for old time's sake?
Okay, I will.
Great. Oh, yeah, that's nice and cozy. Just get the covers up. Ah, I'm a little nervous, though. This is the first time I lay in a hotel room bed with Yoko Ono. So, understandably, I'm a bit nervous, but cozy. Do you have any advice?
I would say that don't be too rash. No. And don't be too pushy.
No, I'm not.
Just let things happen.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
In its own time.
Okay, yep.
And the reason I say that is because if you don't do that, there'll be a backlash.
Oh.
And the backlash is very, very difficult to take.
Do you miss him?
I still miss him, especially now because of the world is not quite right and everybody seems to be suffering. And if he was here, it would have been different, I think.
If he was here, I certainly wouldn't be in bed with you. Sorry. If it's any consolation, he was certainly my favourite Beatle, by far. Favourite Beatles in order, it would go number one, your late husband Paul, then George, then John, then Ringo. That's right, isn't it? You were married to Paul.
No.
No, you're married to John. Sorry. Oh. That's right. Yes, Paul's still alive. So what I meant to say is John is, well, he's my third favourite Beatle. So out of the four. So he's in the top four. In the biggest band in the world too. So that's no easy task to be number three in the biggest band in the world. So he's no slouch. Sorry if this is painful for you.
I have to find a way to cope with it.
Yeah, and I'm only speaking from a musician point of view. You know, his music. He's obviously a great guy and a great husband and father too.
See, most people think that, well, he's a rocker and just kind of rough maybe. And at home, he was a very gentle person and extremely, extremely...
It's okay. It's okay. I know it's hard. Why don't we do a little bit of role play to help you get through some of this stuff? Hi, Yoko, it's me, John, the third best Beatle. I know it's hard.
No.
Okay. Well, let's just lay here and reflect quietly on our lives. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt.
It doesn't happen twice.
Okay.
for your ears.
Who is that? Hi, Puck Pass.